Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name's Doug Moore. I'm in San Diego, California.
Hey, San Diego. What should we know? I just said we're just going there in a couple months. What should we know about San Diego these days?
I don't know. I always just hang out at the drop zone.
Are you a skydiver?
Oh, you hang out at the drop zone?
Yeah, I work there, and yeah, I'm a skydiver.
Oh, cool. I used to skydive.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get your A license?
I did. I did 12 dives. I mean, I was good enough that here I am.
Yeah.
That's true.
Do you do this professionally then?
I rig parachutes professionally. I just skydive for fun.
You don't want a hobbyist parachute rigger.
No. Doug, welcome to the show. Chiocchi I. Anson, right here, is making his debut as a professional limerick reciter. He's going to recite for you three limericks, but he's not going to say the last word. That's up to you. Each limerick is about an item from the week's news. Complete the limerick. 2 times out of 3, you'll win our prize. You ready to play?
Sure.
All right, here's your first limerick.
My helmet I don't really like, but for spandex and foot clips, I'm psyched. And my soul is aflame for that ultralight frame. I'm deeply in love with my...
bike.
Yes, bike! Very good. Research out this week says cyclists have an emotional connection to their bikes, forming bonds akin to that of a spouse or a child. They give their bikes names, they nurture them, they kiss them. I mean, they fix them. They fix their bicycles. Researchers say the bond is formed through shared experiences. The bike is such a huge part of your daily routine, you start to think of it as a friend instead of a means of transportation. It's kind of a strange friendship. Hey, I'm going into bar. Do you mind standing outside for 7 hours?
I had a Huffy Sweet Thunder that was a hand-me-down that I think I had caught feelings for.
Yeah.
It was 12 or 13.
Yeah, I think I could see someone, a guy, having a feelings for a Huffy Sweet Thunder.
It was a hand-me-down from some extended family member. It was pink. It had flowers on it. It was not technically at that time a guy's bike.
Yeah, Huffy Sweet Thunder. Didn't Trump pay her off?
Here is your next limerick.
Even French diners find it too crude to have bare breasts and thighs with their food. It was au naturel, but the meals didn't sell, so they'll no longer eat in the...
nude.
Right! The Parisian restaurant Au Naturel is closing its doors after launching as France's premier nude restaurant in 2017. They just couldn't get enough butts in the seats. In addition to its lack of customers, the restaurant couldn't keep up with its costly hair nut expenses. All the cooks needed two.
Did you intentionally say hair nut?
I did not.
At no point in the experience does this sound like a good idea.
No.
Yeah.
Like, just the injuries from gravy.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, there's a lot of safety issues there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Boy, when you drop your knife, you jump back.
It's true. All right, here is your last limerick.
The bluefin came in on a schooner, brought down by a gold-toothed harpooner. Its rare taste is why the price is so high. I bid $3 million on a...
$4.4 million tuna.
Whoa! You knew the actual amount. We have a difference of opinion. A man in Japan bought a 613-pound bluefin tuna for, we thought, $3 million. You're saying it was more than that?
That's the headline I saw.
Did you buy it, Doug?
People who wondered what the man was planning to do with the tuna got their answer when he bought 5 cases of cream of mushroom soup. Tuna hot dish, baby! Chiocchi, how did Doug do?
Doug got 3 out of 3.
Congratulations.
He is a winner.
Congratulations.
My wife is going to be very mad at me if I don't ask a favor, Peter.
Sure, what is it?
Can I give a shout-out to her and everybody at her work? Because apparently everybody in her shop listens to your show.
Well, tell me, what is the shop?
It's the Raytheon C-Ram shop in Bagram, Afghanistan.
Whoa!
Oh man.
Bagram, well, go ahead. Say hello to everybody.
All right. Hey, all of you guys contracting over there at the 401st AFSBN in Bagram, Afghanistan... hey, how's it going?
Doug, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Thank you.